Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Gloria Knight is a daycare provider who's been working in Prince George's County for 7 years. She contracts with the state to provide low-cost daycare for low-wage workers, for the children of people on public assistance, and people going from welfare to work. Over the next few weeks, we'll be hearing her story. This is how it begins.
In 2005, I was involved in an accident. A couple of my daycare kids was with me, my granddaughter. One of the children was on a bicycle, and they had told me, they said, well, Grandma, we're having a problem with the bike. It won't stop, the brakes or something was messed up. So I said, okay, well, let me check it out. So anyway, from what I understand, I got on the bike, which was a regular bicycle, and I was testing it out for the children. And maybe about halfway down the block, there was a slight embankment. And I guess because the brakes was gone on the bike, I couldn't stop. And it threw me off of the bike. When it threw me off of the bike, I immediately went into a coma for 9 days. 9 days. The doctors had told my family that I probably wouldn't live. During my stay at the hospital, I didn't have any health insurance. Not that I didn't try, because over 7 years ago, when I made up my mind that child care is what I was going to do, I started looking and calling and checking. So the cheapest thing I was finding was like $450, $500, five and some change a month. Now, remind you, I'm just starting child care. So really, I couldn't afford any health insurance. I just continued on without health insurance. So on the 9th day, I came out of the coma. The doctor came to my room, and they said, Ms. Knight, you can go home. So about 9 o'clock that night, after being in the coma for 9 days, they released me, and I came home.
After working in daycare for 7 years, one bad accident leaves Gloria Knight with a $50,000 hospital bill. She responded like many of us would. She began to think about finding another line of work.
Even in my sick bed, I was laying there and I was saying, Lord, I said, I don't even know if I'm going to stay into child care. I said, because they have no benefits. It's nothing for me to look forward to. We have some people that has been in daycare for about 25 to 30 years. You know that 25 to 30 years that they've been in, they have never had any benefits because we don't have any. That means they have 30 years they have put into child care and they have nothing to fall back on. That means they have no retirement. They have no pensions, and above all, they have no health insurance. And with the money we get from child care, it's not a whole lot of money. So I said, I don't know. I just might get out of child care.
Gloria Knight is like thousands of child care providers contracted by the state, who have no health care and no pensions. What if they were to find other jobs? What would be the effect on society? Join us next week. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To learn more about our guests, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.org or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.